Another organization who have welcomed the recall of Jacob Zuma is, of course, the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. For a long time now, the Mbeki Foundation says many in our country have called for the removal of Mr. Jacob Zuma as President of the Republic. In a statement, the foundation says this was because, among others, he faces the possibility of prosecution for alleged criminal offenses and is directly associated with negative developments such as the alleged corruption of various state bodies, including state-owned enterprises, the National Prosecuting Authority, the state capture, and serious economic mismanagement. Well, for more on the foundation's views, I'm now joined on the line by Mr. Tami Ntenteni. Mr. Ntenteni, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you very much for inviting the Thabo Mbeki Foundation to participate in your program, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, Mr. Ntenteni, the foundation has, of course, not minced its words, but it has raised really important issues, particularly as it pertains to alleged criminal wrongdoing. In a few weeks' time, we could well see a situation that Mr. Zuma is an accused person. And as you correctly point out, no country can have a sitting head of state being an accused person and expect there to be, just people going about their normal business.
Yes, that is true. And the country has been sitting with this for quite a long time. There's been a lot of obfuscation on the part of President Zuma. You'll recall that he actually said himself that he would like to have his day in court, but a lot of technicalities have been used in order to postpone or even to avoid that day in court. And therefore, we're sitting with this, and it is not in the best interest of the country and in the best interest of the people of South Africa to have a sitting president with this cloud hanging over his head. So these matters have to be resolved in the normal process of the law taking its course. That's what happens to everybody when there are charges against them. The law must take its course, and let's put it at that for this moment, yes.
Now, if we quickly just shift focus from issues pertaining to the criminal justice system and that it needs to kind of run its course there, you also refer to internal African National Congress processes. Your statement says, as a disciplined and loyal cadre of the ANC and out of respect for the constitution of the country, Mr. Zuma must communicate with the Speaker of the House of Assembly to tender his resignation as President of the Republic. This long overdue resignation by the NEC of the ANC gives the possibility for the ANC as the governing party to urgently and immediately attend to the many challenges and negative developments which has arisen during the years of the presidency of Mr. Jacob Zuma. Now, of course, COSATU raised the very real possibility that they find the recalcitrant behavior of President Zuma a potential violation of the ANC's own constitutional rules, because according to them, he's effectively defying the ANC's highest decision-making body between conferences. Do you share the view of COSATU on that matter, given your own history as a cadre of the organization? And it's certainly something that former President Thabo Mbeki has been referring to, that it is unheard of that an ANC member, someone who's steeped in the traditions of the organization, will refuse to obey the decision-making structures of the organization.
Yes, but I think whilst COSATU has expressed itself in the terms that you are saying, let us take President Zuma himself. He is on record as having said that should the ANC NEC demand that he steps down, then he will step down as a loyal and committed cadre of the ANC. We are at that point now. We are at the point where he must live up to the word that he himself has said. And we expect that any cadre of the movement, when there is a decision that has been taken with regard to the conduct of that cadre of the movement. The cadre of the movement must respect whatever sanctions that may be meted out against that cadre. It has happened before, and we are at that point with regard to President Zuma. The ANC-NEC, which is the highest decision-making body between conferences, has resolved to recall him. Now, what is expected of him is to respect that decision of the NEC, and over and above, to respect the constitution of the country.
Now, Mr. Ntenteni, there are rumors, unconfirmed at this stage, that the president is expected to address the country tomorrow. We're not clear on the time. The possibility that President Zuma speaks to the nation and announces his decision is, of course, something that many people expect him to do, including his comrades in the African National Congress. What happens if he doesn't do so?
Well, one wouldn't want to actually speculate on that and second guess what the president, what President Zuma will do when he addresses the nation. He may well say, yes, I accept the decision of the NEC and actually tender his resignation. Or he may well say, well, I am not resigning, and give his reasons for doing so, and that now the ball will be back in the court of the ANC, NEC, as a structure of the organization. They would then have to decide as to what course of action needs to be taken under other circumstances, because the comrade from COSATU was saying, if he takes that course, it would be tantamount to defiance of the organization that has given him the opportunity to lead the country. We need to take into consideration, I think, the fact that when a cadre of the movement is deployed in whatever capacity, it is the right of the movement to take the decision to redeploy that cadre, not necessarily because they've done anything wrong, but there might be a reason why they say cadre X must now be redeployed in position Y. And throughout all the years that I've been in the ANC, none of us have questioned those decisions that are given by our leaders in their wisdom.
All right, that is where we leave it. That is, of course, the head of communications at the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, Mr. Thami Ntenteni.